You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
All right, so listen, she didn't want her name used the first time. I'm going to assume she doesn't want it used this time. We called her Bridget last week. It was on last Monday, the 7th, that we shared this note from her. And let me try to just recap quickly. She's been seeing she and her boyfriend are both in their early 40s. They're both divorced. She says they're both financially comfortable. And when he proposed, he gave her a beautiful ring, but it wasn't a diamond. It was an emerald. And her quote from her first note is, "While it's an attractive ring, it's probably about a $1,500 piece of jewelry. I know he's not hurting for money. I was a little puzzled why he would go this route." The phones blew up last week, Jer, with people having all sorts of things to say to
Bridget. How did this play out? I'm trying to remember what the consensus was, if she should ask for the upgrade or change it. Do you remember?
The majority of people told her just to get over it and just be happy with the ring. But there were plenty of people towards the end who said, just go talk to him and tell him how you feel.
All right.
I hold in my hands the follow-up, which may be as juicy or juicier than the original story.
All right.
We're opening up our phones right now for this. She writes back, "After debating with myself for 3 days, I finally just decided to tell him. So I made sure to let him know how much I appreciated it, but that I was a little more traditional when it came to engagement rings." Okay, I think that's fair, right? That's a good
way
to put it.
That's a nice way to couch it. I'm traditional.
Yeah, what you did was very sweet, honey. Thank you so much. I'm just happen to be a more traditional girl.
Now get rid of this ugly green monster on my finger.
She writes, "He was surprised and at first seemed hurt. But after a few minutes, he said it was no problem. He'd take it back and get a diamond." She writes, "That was great. What wasn't so great was that he told me he should have learned his lesson the last time." Do you already see this getting good?
What?
"When I said, 'What do you mean the last time?' He said that about 2 years before he met me, he proposed to someone and also did an unconventional ring. She just told him no completely, and so they ended up breaking up." And Bridget writes, "Then he met me. So now I have that to think about. I never knew about this person. It's not like he needs to tell me about all of his past relationships. But I think if you've gone so far as to propose, you should at least mention that." She writes, "I was laughing this morning thinking about it because the ring disappointed me, but it wasn't a big deal. I'm actually more bothered by this news."
This guy.
"Anyway, thought you'd like to know. Thank you again for your help. Love my boys in the morning." That is Bridget.
Air quotes, Bridget.
So there's the question, Jer.
What's with this guy? He can't read a room, can he?
If, 18 to 24 months before meeting and then eventually proposing to Bridget, he has gotten down on one knee and proposed to someone. Mm-hmm. Is that news that you share with someone, or is that just none of Bridget's business?
So, right? That she didn't say yes the first one? Is that what I'm getting out of this?
That's correct. She not only said no, but they broke up, I guess.
Then he wasn't officially engaged.
Nope.
So maybe he's just referred to this person as an ex or his previous girlfriend or whatever. Oh, now I'm rethinking it. Does he need to tell her?
Okay, allow me to step in.
I don't think so.
Allow me to step in. This is part of my whole argument about too much communication.
Yeah, but who cares?
It's like
he told her in the beginning, he just forgot to tell her.
This is where we have that whole dichotomy and the split between people who are going to now call us and say, "Dom, you're full of it." In a relationship, you tell people everything. You tell people everything. You tell people everything. And I'm over here saying, you don't tell them everything.
Well, he could have told her and everything would have been perfectly fine, but he could have told her, months ago, and everything would have been hunky-dory. Life goes on. So it's not that big a deal. It's just now that it came out.
I do not disagree with you. But the thing is, why, if it was 2 years before she came along, Why is that? It seems to me it's on a need to know basis. If it's something that impacts her, if he had a child with this person,
sure,
tell her. If he got a disease from this person, tell her. If whatever, tell her. But if it's just a relationship, even if he proposed, like you said, they did not get engaged.
So it's probably not necessary, but I think we're going to probably get flooded now with the messages of what else is he not telling her?
Exactly.
You know, now her wheels are going to be spinning. It's not going to be good because she's going to be constantly thinking, like, what else is in this guy's past that I don't know of?
Well, and then I would turn it around and I would turn it around and say, Bridget, what's in your past? Are you revealing everything? To me, when people say you need to be honest and tell everything, I think what they're saying is you need to tell me everything about you, but I'm going to cherry pick what I'm going to tell
you about me. But what if she hasn't? What if she has told him everything? She's an open book.
I don't believe that with anybody.
Really?
Yeah, because there is a sparing of feelings many times on something that is just not relevant. So why make somebody sad or hurt when it's not relevant in any way?
Yeah.
I'm talking about in the past. I'm not talking about in the present. Like, if he's going off and having an affair, yes, then she needs to know about it. Okay. I'm talking about pre-Bridget, PB.
Right.
There are a handful of people who are writing in saying, the mistake was simply mentioning that.
Yeah. A couple guys wrote in. One said, why is this guy so oblivious? Another one says, how does this dork get dates and proposals? And I can't find a woman. That's from Ken.
Sarah wrote in, and a couple of people have mentioned this too. She goes, I was wondering with that original note about the emerald ring. At the time, Sarah says, I was wondering if it was used. Now, she writes, I would bet money that it was used.
Yeah.
So the guy only copped to doing another unconventional ring with this other woman. He didn't say it was the same one, but could it be that he's just recycling?
It very well could be if you're spending that much money on a rock, you know. Why not reuse it?
Mel was wondering if 2 years is like, she goes, isn't that kind of soon to be proposing again?
Nah.
I don't know about that because if they broke up 2 years before he met
Nah,
Bridget,
you're fine.
And then they dated a year. I mean, the average...
That's eight seasons.
Right. Isn't the average 1 to 2 years for a proposal?
I don't know, but I have no beef with the 2 years. That's absolutely fine. Janelle says, just be happy somebody wants to be with you. I can't find a man to save my life. Blow it off before you're single again. It's a nightmare out here. That's from Janelle. And then I do like Gigi's comment. Gigi says, I'd like to know about the previous proposal in case we ever bump into the ex or meet somebody that knows her. And I found out that he proposed secondhand, yada, yada, yada. I'd rather hear about it from the man I'm with versus gossip, secondhand gossip. That's from Gigi. That's a pretty good point, too. I mean, why not just spill the beans and let him know versus, you know, 6 months, a year down the road, you bump into the ex. And she's like, oh, my God, did you know he proposed to me? That's going to be a bigger fight.
P-A-S-T. It's his past.
I'd like to know, though. Like, personally, I would like to know if you've ever proposed to somebody. That's just kind of one of those fun questions that come up in conversation.
I guess you could ask it on a date, but then what are you going to do?
I don't think it's grounds for instantly getting mad or, you know, disgusted by someone. Like, for me, I'd be like, just tell me, have you ever proposed to somebody?
And I would say none of your business.
Oh, then I'd be like, let's get out of here.
Your business is this day forward. My business is what I did before I met you. You don't own my past.
That's weird, though, that you don't want to talk about your past. That is weird. What are you hiding?
No.
Yes.
You can pick and choose what you want to talk about from your past. But just because I've started dating you does not give you carte blanche with my entire history before you came wandering in and saved my life. I mean, that's what it sounds like. I'm afraid if you want to be in a relationship with me, you need to fill out this questionnaire of everything that you did before I came along.
It's just casual conversation, though. If I was out with somebody and every question I asked them was like, you don't need to know that, you don't need to know that, you don't need to know that, that's super weird. That is super, like, antisocial, weird.
But nobody said it would be every question.
That's like serial killer stuff. You're too buttoned up.
You want to know where I grew up? I'll tell you. You want to know what, you know, I wanted to be when I was a kid? I'll tell you. You want to know what my first five jobs were?
Yeah, tell me about some of your past relationships. What worked? What didn't? And then you're like,
well,
we can't talk about it.
That is just a little creepy and controlling to me.
If that happened to me, I'd be looking across the table being like, this person has a drawer full of human skin somewhere. that they now, don't want to cool, talk though, about,
wouldn't it?
So that tell me about your cool. human skin drawer.
That would be cool. You and I are never going to agree on this because I know you are a want to know.
I
want to
know.
You used to be a big snoop. You would snoop through all of Nicole's
sure,
stuff
I would.
And everything. And I'm not. I couldn't even tell you a whole lot about Gretchen's past. It's just a few things that she's told me.
Yeah.
I don't care. Unless she wants to tell me, then I'll care.
There you have it. You guys hooked up. You're perfect for each other.
And this is where people say, Dom, you're divorced and Jeremy's been married for 20 years.
Twice. Divorced twice.
Micah says, what I'm getting from this conversation is that you two wouldn't last long in a romantic relationship.
Never last.
Ever. We would never. I could never be in a gay relationship with Jeremy simply because I don't like his style.
I'm just curious. I like to ask questions.
He's a good-looking guy, but I don't,
but I mean, come on. That only goes so far, right?
This.
He's so nosy.
Danny says, should have come up before the proposal. Well, okay.
That's
you agree
fine.
With Jeremy.
There's going to be a line divided here where the people that are like you, Dom, that don't care, and then me, that I think you should just talk about that kind of stuff. That's a huge step for somebody to be so madly in love with somebody else that you propose to them. And I want to know, mm-hmm. you know, I would be like curious. Like, why didn't that work out?
Yeah, but that's just about you. That's not about them. That's just about you
but
and
then
your
you kind of look at them like, why? Well,
everything.
You do look at them like, why? What happened? Like, what was the factors
that's
that made this break
your
down?
Business.
Well, then I can start looking for red flags.
Well, you can make everything a red flag if you want to. How is your relationship with them? How do you get along? Do you guys mesh?
I just want to make sure I'm not wasting my time, you know?
If they choose to tell you, then I think then it's fair game if they open the door. It's like in a courtroom, right? It's in a trial mm-hmm. that you can't add, you know, if it some things cannot be brought into the trial until they are admitted as evidence kind of thing. Well, if you're significant other is not admitting something into evidence, then you cannot parse it. You cannot just tear it apart. Stay out of their line.
Objection, Your Honor.
Right.
All right. Well, I'm just glad I'm not out in the dating world. That's all.
Yeah, I can see you on a first date handing a little questionnaire.
Tell me everything.
I'm going to need to know all of these things.
Tell me everything.
No,
we're not doing that, Stephanie.
Stephanie says, sounds like from all the text messages, you guys need to do a dating mixer, kind of speed dating for your listeners. No.
Because, again, we don't know who we're hooking up with who.
I'm not taking on
the responsibility. We truly could be hooking up some creepers, you know.
We used to do that. We used to set couples up. In fact, I am not lying. We have at least 5 weddings. Marriages, if they're still together, that were direct related. They met through our show, and we connected people. We used to set people up on dates, but we can't do it anymore. There's too much liability. The lawyers got involved.
And Dom's version of the dating mixer and speed dating wouldn't work, because that is essentially you sit down and start asking a bunch of questions, and if Dom was on the other side of the table, he'd be like, I'm not telling you that. I'm not telling you that. I'm not telling you that.
Why
I'm not telling
that?
You that. That's the key
to
speed dating.
I said I wouldn't tell.
But you're making it sound like there's a bunch of stuff. You truly are. Like, my past is my past. Like, if you say
from
now on.
Perspective,
so if we started dating today on the 16th, referring to what you said, our past, it starts now, then anything previous from the 16th we would be able to talk about.
Is what I feel like sharing, which would probably be 95% of my life. Can I keep 5% for just me, or
nope.
do you need to have nope. ownership of everything?
No, I'm just saying speed dating would not work for you.
It would totally work for me. I would share 95%. How is that not enough? If somebody needs more than that, they are not for me. And I'm like, you are too flippin' needy and clingy.
What's the 5% you're not going to share?
What now?
What's the 5% you're not going to share?
What would it be the 5% I would not share? Not
yeah, honestly,
whole lot.
I think you're making that number up.
Well, I'm pulling it out of my butt. It,
precisely. I think you're probably more at 50%.
It could. No, I bet it's more like 99%.
I've worked with you for a long time.
I might have been a little low.
I've worked with you for a long time.
Gretchen knows a ton about my past because I chose to share it, but she has never interrogated me like you would do.
I'd have a light right above your head.
You would do
that
thing. You would sit me down with that bright light shining on me.
I would crank the heat to like 95 degrees.
And I'd probably be handcuffed to the table like in a police room.
One hand would be. The other one would be on a lie detector kit, you know, all strapped up.
My dad used to administer lie detector tests.
Okay. You probably got one laying around then I can borrow.